Have you been, have your sins been forgiven? Have you been saved?
Yes.
Are you a new creation in Christ?
Yes.
Do you belong to the church?
Yes.
Whose church?
Jesus.
Jesus' church, yes. And I want to read to you from Ephesians 4. And the title that I've given to my sermon is, As Every Part Does Its Work. Okay, so that is what I've called it. And the plan is I will finish by about 27 minutes past, if, as long as I'm led by the Spirit. And we'll sing a Spirit-led song. But then we will have half an hour to go around and just see, well, is there something that I can be, you know, involved in that I'm not involved in, or at church? So let's read from Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 4. It goes, there is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. Isn't that amazing? Just that there's just one body, one Spirit, one hope, one calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. But to each one of us, grace has been given as Christ apportioned it. This is why he says, when he ascended on high, he took many captives and he gave gifts to his people. And then I'm going to move on to verse 11. So Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors and teachers to equip his people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up. And this is what this is about this morning. It's about the body of Christ being built up, and we're going to addressing that really. Until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Then we will no longer be infants tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of people in their deceitful scheming. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become in every respect the mature body of him who is the head, that is Christ. From him the whole body, joined together and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. And that's what we're looking at, as each part does its work. And so the body of Christ is built up to be a mature body of Christ. Anybody got a mature body? But I think this is talking, actually, probably the mature body is like this healthy, I think it's the healthy, fully developed, in its prime, and actually ready for the return of the bridegroom, actually. So that's not, when we think of a mature body, I'm thinking, oh yeah, I'm looking at mine. I judge a lot of things by myself, but you know, perhaps it isn't best to do that at times. But the aim is, as each part of the body does its work, we grow into that mature body of Christ. And that is what is going on here, as each part does its work. It's to build up the body of Christ, and this is Christ's body. And that is so key, and we've been just focusing these last few weeks on lifting up Jesus. But every single minute, there's no ministry or work that we do is to build us up. It's for the sake of Christ's body, his church. Something else I want to say about is, and this passage says, it's not an individualistic thing being a Christian. The gospel is often preached in terms of like, you know, you can be saved, God's got a plan for you, and all, which is true, but it's not individualistic. Each part, it's like in a body, every part is important. And it's the same way for us. And this very clearly says there's one body, there's one faith, there's one baptism, there's one Lord. And so it's not an individualistic thing. It's as each part does its work, the body is built up. So that's really important to remind ourselves of, that you and I have got important parts of the whole to play. And that is the very nature of being a Christian and being part of the body of Christ. Its very nature means in serving Jesus and doing the work that is there for you to do. But it is individuals. We talked about, you know, different people have got different gifts, and that Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, the teachers, to equip people for works of service, the body for works of service. But he gave those gifts. And we do, and when you've got other passages that talk about the body, you know, you know, about the eye and the hand and the, you know, this, that, and the other, it's, we absolutely do have gifts. And part of being part of the church is as God has gifted you, using your giftings that he has gifted you with to serve, to build up, and to contribute to the body of Christ. Okay, so it's Jesus's body. It's not individualistic, but it is made up of individuals with their giftings. Okay, so we're okay with that. The second thing I want to say about it, how we serve impacts the other parts of the body. And very shortly we'll be putting up on the web or on the YouTube channel some of the talks from Tuesday night. And Kay particularly talked about how so many of these ministries that we've got around here interact with each other. They all affect each other. But also, when you're part of a volunteer team, what you do impacts the other person in the team. And it's as each part does its work, the body is built up. And in order for us to be able to play our role, we need to be connected to the head. We had a great talk on Tuesday night as well about Jesus as the head of the church, and Jesus gives vision. Like the head is where you got the sensory organs, and we even had the illustration of Ihechi swapping his head with somebody. And it was an interesting one, but one we won't forget. But it's in connection with the head that we can serve. And that's important. Our walk with the Lord is it's so important. Jesus has made a way for us to come to him, and so that we can be in relationship with the head of the body. And as we maintain that, and anybody get it wrong? Anybody mess up? Anybody drift away? We have these moments. We have this, and sometimes, or seasons, where we seem to have drifted away from God, or there's other priorities. You know the parable of the sower and the seeds? And one seed, the seed got snatched away straight away. But another one fell on the path, and or fell on the rocky ground. And when trials and persecutions came, they didn't grow. And then others, you know, you can be fully saved, fully sort of responded to the word of God, but then the cares of this world and the ambitions of this life get in the way, and the worries of this world, and they can stifle us. And I think we all have seasons where we tend to sort of drift away from the Lord. But there's always a way back. There's always a way back through his blood, through his forgiveness. This, what I loved in this passage that we've looked at is that as we play our part, we start maturing. So it's actually in serving that you and I start growing as Christians. And I found that to be true in my own life. He called us. He's got things. He says in Ephesians that, you know, it's by grace we've been saved through faith. It's not of ourselves, so it's a gift of God. But then he says, but for we are Christ's workmanship, created in him for good works, which he's prepared in advance for us to do. And actually walking with Jesus as a disciple. Anybody want to grow as a Christian? Anybody discovered that is actually in serving that you've actually learned so much about yourself and about Jesus, and it's been, I know if anybody discovered that, I mean, I should imagine most people, if you serve Jesus, that it impacts your life and you start to grow and you start to find that, yes, I can grow into, and amazingly, one of the things you might sort of find that you're working in a team, being a family on mission, and fall out with anybody else? Part of growing and maturing as a Christian is learning to forgive one another and love one another and bear with one another. And somebody just sort of whispered in my ear then, long suffering as well. You know, but God, we learn so much. And then we hear one another's stories. And I know when you're out sharing the gospel, and I learn stuff just listening to myself. Do you know, you're talking to someone and you find yourself saying something, you think, wow, that's brilliant. I can't take credit for it because it was just like sort of, but that's the truth of it actually. But we find that in all sorts of situations, and that you know, I just constantly learn, and then we hear one another's testimonies, and we support one another, and we find, and then somebody comes out with a wacky idea. Anybody ever come out with wacky ideas that are sort of off the wall, that not quite scriptural? But as you're learning together, you can you're focused on a bigger goal, something more important. You're not focused on, oh, well, I want to be the best at theology. I want to be the best at this. And we grow. And this is what this is talking about, that as we serve together, we become the mature body of Christ. It says as each part does its work. Because it says in verse 14, then we will no longer be infants tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of people in their deceitful scheming. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become in every respect the mature body of him who is the head, that is Christ. From him, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself in love as each part does its work. And do you know, as Christians, we can sometimes feel isolated, and whether it's because we're going through a bad time, or we feel like we're in our workplace, we're like we're the only one. But as we work together, we can encourage one another as well, and we don't feel so isolated. But we need to be willing to grow. I think that's an important part. Because quite often we feel like, well, I've got it. I think I've grown as much as I need to, grown more than they have, you know. But actually, it's that heart, that humility saying, do you know, I want to grow. I want to learn. Do you know, I can serve better than I'm serving now. Because we learn all the time about serving Jesus. When we say Jesus is Lord, it actually means he's our master, we follow him. We walk into those walks that he's prepared for us to do. And that's part of being the body of Christ. So just practicalities now. How do you know what the works are that God has prepared for you? Okay, I think that's quite a big one. And there's a spiritual element in saying, well, Jesus, will you help me to walk in the works that you've got for me to do? Would you even guide me today, just at the start of the day? I want to walk in your ways today. I want to walk in your works today and trust him to guide you. So there's that element. There's an element of saying, like, when I said to God, do you want me to be a missionary or to get a proper job? You know, and God spoke really clearly along that line. But I tell you what, I had 15 years of learning to serve and learning before I sort of walked into starting that ministry, interestingly. And there's plenty of ways that I'm not going to go into all how God guides you, but I want to talk to you about today. We've got just a few minutes now just to say how today can work for you. And serving is not just about the Gatehouse Church. Serving Jesus is not just about the Gatehouse Church. Really, there's elements of interchurch stuff where there's only one church, so we're all part of the one big body of Christ, okay? And there's your family and your workplace and how you can serve Jesus in all those different areas. Today we are focusing on elements, the volunteers within the church here, but that it mustn't restrict you from saying, you know, I'm serving God here and there and everywhere. That's, you know, it's not about that, but this is particularly about at the Gatehouse Church and our vision for being a family on mission and how each of these things fits within that each of these ministries actually serve this mission of being a family on mission and honoring Jesus and sharing the gospel so that people can come to know him. But how does it work? Well, we've got half an hour. When this finishes, we've got half an hour before the children need to be picked up, okay? The youth will be coming down. They'll be helping manning their table. But we've got different things. We've got the worship team. We've got the finance. We've got door stewards. We've got the family fun day. We've got open doors. We've got the food bags. We've got children's ministry, Limitless Kids. We've got buildings and health and safety. We've got, have you noticed the tech team? Yeah, they had their own stand built for it, especially for this occasion. The youth. You've got to see the church in the cafe and read some of the prayer answers to prayer and the people we prayed with in there. And the prayer team as well. They will inspire you, the prayer team. If you talk to the people that are on the Friday prayer group, they will inspire you, okay? So there's all of those. Will you go round and find out what each of them does? It might be that you say, do you know, I'm not saying we want to volunteer, but find out what they do. Talk to them, find out also how the help that they need. But do that. But one thing that we're going to ask if you've got any interest to put your name and your details, but we're going to ask you, you're not signing up to be part of the team, okay? You're signing up to show interest and to say, and we'll ask you that you go away and pray about it and say, Lord, is this something that you want me to get involved with? And so when you put your name down, that is what you're signing up for. And then you're saying, well, can somebody from the team can contact me in a week or so's time and to say, well, you know, where are you at with it all? Okay, we've been praying for you. You've been praying. What do you feel, you know, God is wanting you to do in this? Okay, so we'll be having those conversations. Okay, so find out as much as you can. Sign up for things that take your interest and pray about it, okay? Just very quickly, some of the barriers to volunteering that I see. Whether it's too busy, my life is just so full. Whether that could already be with church stuff. We're not asking people who are doing loads and loads and loads to add more things onto their list. We're not asking that. But you say, my life is so busy. I just only managed to get to church on Sunday. Well, there's an opportunity. Why not go on to a Sunday volunteering rota? And so you could go on to a Sunday volunteering rota where you're on the door team once every 6 weeks or something. But every single one helps with that, and it's being part of that vision. Or being a reserve, saying, look, I can't commit to a rota, but just on the odd occasion, if you're short for something, I'm happy to put my name for it. Like helping out, I couldn't lead a youth thing, but if you want me to sit there and be a support with what's going on, yeah, I can do that. So there's opportunities where just one-off things. And you might say, well, I've got my young children, how can I do that? Can I say that your children can learn, if you need to arrive early to serve, like I did a role when I was serving in church, I was on the camera team, and I remember Peter as a, how old would he have been, 6-year-old, 7-year-old, helped me set up the cameras at church and helping me sort of line them up and all that, and he's learning what it is to serve. So actually, as you serve, you can train your children to serve as well, so which is a really wonderful thing. I've already maxed out, or I've done it before. Okay, and people will have said, I've done this before, or I've got a full, too much on my plate. Just don't be realistic, don't put too much pressure on yourself. But do say to God, Lord, is there something that you're speaking to me about here with this? And ultimately, if you're not comfortable with it, if you're feeling pressured by it, you don't have to do it. But I think if you honestly say, Lord, what have you got for me to do, Jesus? What do you want me to do? And be willing to respond. You might think, I'm not good enough. Well, some people are, there are some really talented people around, aren't they? God gives us all different gifts. And it says the body's built up when each part does its work. So there is something that you can do. Another thing... you say, well, I struggle getting on with other people. Can I say two things about this? One is that's part of the dynamics of how it works, is that we learn to work. But on a realistic level, if you say, I want to serve, but I just so struggle, why didn't you speak to one of the leaders of the ministry and say, look, this is how I am, and I do struggle in these situations. And they can help you perhaps find something that's going to suit you, because it isn't just about just getting as many people as possible doing this, that and the other. Actually, God has got something where you can prosper and you can succeed, and he absolutely has got that. And we are all so different. We do not want two me's in the place. And other people should not be like me. And finally, another obstacle is that there's nothing that really inspires me. I've got a real strong sense of calling, but none of this stuff here really inspires me. I just want to say with that, serving sometimes is a stepping stone. Serving in something where you aren't necessarily massively inspired to do it, like this camera stuff that I did at this other church. I really wasn't that fussed about it, but it was just something that needed doing. And interestingly enough, when I had my ordination, or not ordination, my interviews for coming back into ministry, that was one of the things that was referred to in my reference, that I did the camera work. I was on the camera team and stuff, and it got brought up in my interview, which I had, totally hadn't expected. I was just doing it because somebody needed to do it. But learning faithfulness in things at times is often you learn lessons that are important. And I learned, actually doing those cameras, apart from a little bit about how to use the camera, I learned that even though I wasn't totally inspired by it, I needed to try and do my very, very best in that situation, and I learned something doing it. So, we're going to pray. I thought we'll leave that final song. Is that okay? Yeah. We're going to pray, and then we've got 25 minutes where you've got a chance. Please go to everyone and find out how you can be involved. What's God saying to you? Well, perhaps how you can pray for the church. But it says, from him, from Jesus, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament — you might be a ligament — grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. So, Father, I pray that there'll be a time of great joy as we chat and as people share their different ministries in this place. I pray it'll be, joy. I pray, Father, as well, that it'll be inspiring. And I pray, Father, that you would help us to build ourselves up. And for those, need to sort of say, well, Lord, what is it you want me to do? How do you want me to be involved? Lord, will you help us to be realistic? Will you help us to have that vision of the body of Christ as a family on mission, Lord? And so, Father, I commit all of this to you in the name of Jesus. We say yes, my soul says yes, whatever you have for me, whatever lies ahead. We say yes, my soul says yes, whatever you have for me, whatever lies ahead. We say yes, we say yes, in every season, in every season. Trust in you, for you are with us, Lord, you are always good. We say yes, we say yes, my soul says yes, whatever you have for me, whatever lies ahead. We say yes, my soul says yes, whatever you have for me, whatever lies ahead. We say yes. We know that you are for us, not against us, not against us. We know that you are for us, not against us, not against us. We know that you are for us.